Presenting America's Popular Music with Andy Mansfield, well-known record reviewer and owner of one of the nation's largest private record collections. And now, featuring selections from his rich musical store of record collector's items, here is Andy Mansfield with America's Popular Music.
Tonight's chapter of America's Popular Music is called The Stan Kenton Story, or From the Rendezvous to the Rendezvous in 16 Years.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's artistry in rhythm. The distinctive new designs in modern dance music, styled by that young composer, arranger, and his orchestra, Stanley Kenton. Come in, Stan.
Hello, everybody. We welcome you to a session of artistry in rhythm, and we hope you enjoy our musical offerings.
Well, that's how the band came on the air back in 1941 from the Rendezvous Ballroom at Balboa. That was 16 years ago. Now let's turn back the clock and tell you about Stanley Newcomb Kenton, who was born February 19, 1912, on a farm near Wichita, Kansas. Stan's music career started out in Los Angeles, where he learned to play saxophone, trumpet, banjo, and eventually, piano. After graduating from Bell High School in 1930, he became assistant musical director and pianist arranger at Errol Carroll's Hollywood Theater Restaurant in the late 30s. In 1940, Stan Kenton's orchestra played its first paying job, a one-nighter at the Diana Ballroom in Los Angeles. Kenton himself landed his historic engagement at the Rendezvous Ballroom in Balboa by playing audition records like this one, which was made in a small studio at Hollywood's Music City, November 1st, 1940. On Memorial Day, 1941, the new Kenton Band of 13 men first played the Rendezvous Ballroom at Balboa and continued throughout the summer. By July 1941, Kenton's popularity warranted a network broadcast schedule, and here is the opening of one such early program.
Well, it's the Balboa Bandwagon with Stanley Kenton, Artistry in Rhythm.
Dan Kenton's first commercial recordings were made for Decca in Hollywood, September 11, 1942, with the personnel of Beach, Alvarez, and Collier on trumpets, Cole and Forbes the trombones, Ordine, Romersa, Bridwell, Doris, and Geoga the saxes, Repay, Coste, Rumsey, and George the rhythm. Here's Stan Kenton's orchestra playing This Love of Mine, featuring tenor sax man Red Doris singing the vocal.
This love of mine goes on and on. Though life is empty since you have gone, you're always on my mind, though out of sight. It's lonesome through the day and all the night. I cry my heart out, it's bound to break. Since nothing happens, let it break. I ask the sun and the moon, the stars that shine, what's to become of it, this love of mine?
Only 9 days separated Stan Kenton's first two recording dates. These Decca recordings were made September the 11th, 1942, and September the 20th, he made his first transcriptions for C.P. McGregor, transcriptions which have had a historic value and great influence on the Kenton audience. With a studio full of Kenton's fans to give authentic atmosphere, and for many months and even years, these were actually thought to have been recorded off the air. They were not. They were recorded in the McGregor Studios here in Los Angeles. Here are the first tunes which were recorded for McGregor transcriptions.
An old gypsy air with a rolling modern Kenton arrangement between the trumpet of Tico Alvarez, it's Two Guitars.
Here's cut number two on McGregor.
Something dreamed up in a Chinese restaurant. It's Ralph Yaw's Blues in Asia Minor.
Continuing with the Stan Kenton story tonight, on the strength of Stan's McGregor transcriptions and his network radio, the band took off on a disastrous tour of one-nighters, which was to have wound up in a long run at New York's Roseland Ballroom. However, the band was closed out in 10 days. New Yorkers didn't like this kind of music. And the only bright spot in the whole trip was a Decca record date in New York on February 13th, 1942, which produced Reed Rapture, featuring the Kenton sax section and rhythm. Another from this same New York date featured a novelty Kenton original by bassman Howard Rumsey, who borrowed a, or seemingly borrowed a page from Slam Stewart's book and scattered vocally while he played Concerto for Doghouse. Kenton's Decca records were not financial successes, and on November the 19th, 1943, Stan switched to the Capitol label. With an enlarged group of 5 trumpets, 3 trombones, 5 sax, 4 rhythm, here's Kenton's first for Capitol, the Harlem Folk Dance.
We'll be right back.
very same session also produced another great Kenton classic, Eager Beaver. When Stan Kenton played a short engagement at Baltimore, Maryland, he auditioned several girl vocalists. Dolly Mitchell's band appeared at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium on January 14, 1944. It was Dolly Mitchell who sang, "I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City."
Salt Lake City haunts me. Taunts me. Night and day I find Salt Lake City. I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City. Ooh, why did I go there? I should have stayed down in New Orleans and never gone nowhere. A gal with sweet talk from Kansas City. Her words were sweet like wine. She gave my sugar a smart routine and stole that man of mine. When night comes creeping, but what she saw, she'll be reaping, for she done me wrong. I cried my heart out in Salt Lake City the day I heard the news. She left me deep in in my solitude with the Salt Lake City blues.
Dolly Mitchell, however, soon gave way to another great jazz vocalist. For her first record, in May of 1944, here's Anita O'Day singing the million-copy Kenton Cellar, and her tears flowed like wine.
He would spend it on the pony. He would spend it on the girl. By his mother, gin and roses, for her poor old henna curl. And when his wife said, hey now, what did you get for me? He socked her in the chopper, such a sweet, sweet guy was he.
And her tears flowed like wine. And her tears flowed like wine. She's a real sad tomato. She's a busted valentine. Knows her mama has told her that the man is darn a gun.
How he loved the old race horses. He would bet them every day. One day he caught a winner, and the cabbage wasn't hay. He indulged in fancy spending, ordered rings, cars, and furs. But alas, alack, like a stab in the back, she found out it wasn't hers.
And her tears flowed like wine.
Mixed up with a Maisie, he got mixed up with a Flo. So Flo shoved him in the river. He'll not get mixed up no more. His wife then draped herself in black, that showed her figure fine. Then she cussed him out, the two-faced guy. No insurance could she find.
When Anita O'Day left the band, Stan added a Chicago schoolgirl named Shirley Luster, who had auditioned for him. Changing her name to June Christie, notice that her first record, another big hit, by the way, recorded July of 1945, notice that this first record followed the same style as the first of his previous singers, Tampico.
Made in Idaho.
Hi, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
The senoritas, they wave when you arrive at the dock. The native costumes they wear are slacks and bobby socks.
Hi, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico.
Tampico, 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 down in Mexico.
You buy some pottery there to be the luxury tag. You'll find that when you get home, they sell it cheaper at Saks.
I Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Because of the war, there was a continual turnover in the Kenton personnel by 1945, and of the original band, only Bob Geoga and Stan Kenton were draft deferred. 1945 also marked the appearance of the Kenton band on Capitol Transcriptions, with alto sax man Boots Masuli featured on 120, recorded December 20th, 1945. Kenton era of progressive jazz occupied 1947 and 48. From another Capitol transcription session of April 1st, 1947, here is Artistry in Harlem Swing.
Artistry
On June the 12th, 1948, Stan Kenton took his progressive jazz men into the famed Hollywood Bowl. 15,000 pairs of hands loudly applauded his rendition of Mikito, featuring Chico Alvarez on trumpet, Milt Bernhardt on trombone, and Jack Costanza's bongo drums. After Kenton's innovations in modern jazz, 1949 to 51, came the Catoo to 55, which found the Kenton organization wildly acclaimed in Dublin, Paris, Berlin, Stockholm, Milan, Copenhagen, and Munich concerts. One of the European favorites was Swing House, featuring Lee Konitz on alto, Conti Candoli on trumpet, Frank Rosolino on trombone, and Richie Kamaku on tenor sax. Here's one of Stan Kenton's recent releases. It was written by Bobby Troop. Several years ago, in fact. Bobby made a capital recording of it at that time, and here is the Stan Kenton version of Lemon Twist. Dan Kenton's orchestra completed the 16-year cycle that began on Memorial Day 1941 when his unknown band with a new sound opened at the Rendezvous Ballroom, Balboa. Now, operating Friday and Saturday nights as well as Sunday afternoons, is Stan Kenton's Rendezvous, Balboa. And while the musicians and the decorations are new, the address and the maestro and the old location are all the same. We want to wish Stan Kenton and his Rendezvous all the best of luck. Until next Saturday night for our armed forces all over the world and their families, this is Andy Mansfield saying good night and thanks for listening.
America's popular music has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.